Well, it's my great pleasure this morning to have Joseph Davis in the studio. And Joseph, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and it's not raining.
That's true. Now, you have been living part-time and now full-time in the Glacier View area, is that correct?
That's right. I live in Glacier View. I'm the community council president and have had a house there for 13 years. We're now there full-time.
Okay. But today, what we're going to be talking about is something you have recently experienced, and that is a visit to Iceland.
Right. We often go, my wife and I, to conferences in Iceland.
Okay.
For about the Arctic and Arctic infrastructure and policy. But our grandson wanted to go with us to the next conference.
Okay.
And October in Iceland isn't exactly cheery weather.
When is the cheery weather in Iceland?
The cheery weather is not in Iceland. It's somewhere else. It's in Hawaii is the cheery weather.
Okay.
So he wanted to go, and we said, well, let's just go for a visit, a vacation. And it's straight over the pole from here, Anchorage to Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland.
And my understanding in talking to a few other people is that whether you're going to Iceland or you're going beyond, and you're using that as a first leg in a trip, that's a quick trip.
It's a fabulous trip. Short, easy, great airlines, Icelandic Air. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super.
And you've done this, it sounds, many times.
Four times. That was our fourth trip.
Fourth trip. Okay. Iceland had been in the news a few years ago because it had suffered some economic disruption.
Collapse. An economic collapse.
Right. However, my understanding, quick check recently, suggests that they learned and they've changed and it's in pretty good shape. Would you say that's true?
I'd say absolutely true. Their economy is going gangbusters, but there is a caveat. And there was a terrible price to pay that they have all tightened their belts. They have absorbed the outstanding losses by increased cost of housing. So, for instance, if you own a $100,000 house, you now own a $150,000 debt instead of a $100,000 debt.
Oh.
Everybody's debt just flat out went up. And then it went up again, and they keep raising, they keep devaluing the krona,
right.
Icelandic krona,
right.
Which increases their ability to pay back the debt. By the way, the bankers went to jail.
Oh.
The bankers that created the economic collapse, the Icelandic bankers, went to jail. It was no free ride.
Was this because they had somehow misrepresented things?
You know, the economics of Iceland is not my strength.
Okay. I won't pursue.
I will say that they have really acted honorably to get themselves out of their pickle, and they're paying for it. So while they all pay extra on housing, they've all absorbed the debt personally. And there is no, when you claim bankruptcy, there's no bankruptcy. If they just don't have it. So the debt is yours. Uh-huh. You can't get out of it because it's their country. Their population is equal to Anchorage, about 110,000 for the Anchorage Bowl area. That's the whole country.
Wow.
So it's a small group of people. There's no wiggle room. There's nobody else to bail them out. But while they have absorbed this debt and have high taxes, so in a certain kind of way, it's pretty rough living there. On the other hand, they have unlimited geothermal energy.
Oh.
And they're using that to great advantage. They built power plants out of geothermal energy and went to aluminum companies and said, you put your plants in here, and aluminum is a high electricity production material. We'll give you a flat rate for electricity for 20 years. We'll guarantee your rates. They're building greenhouses that are lit by LEDs and heated by geothermal. So very cheap electricity for the lights, and the heat is free. Maybe some water pumps to pump it through. So they're growing food year-round in Iceland. They have clean water. They have wonderful water. And the water that heats their building from the geothermal, When they're done with it, it goes through pipes under the roads and sidewalks
to melt
the roads and not just sidewalks, but the roads.
So would you also say, for example, I mean, one thing that I've been very much interested in has been the electric car. Are there electric cars in Iceland?
I saw none.
You saw none?
Didn't see any.
Okay.
Terrific idea. They've done electric cars in
Denmark.
Yes, places where they put all the wind farms out in the ocean.
Sure.
And those wind farms do not support the community, the city. They only support the electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you add electric cars to the electric infrastructure, there's not enough for the houses and the factories.
Oh, okay.
But one more thing about Iceland.
Sure.
They have kindergarten through PhD or doctor free education for everybody in Iceland. So while things may be expensive in taxes and house burden and national debt, they live a pretty good life.
So as you're talking about this, and we obviously here in Alaska are faced with a not exactly similar situation, but one where there appears to be a need to work together to solve an economic problem. Is there something to be learned from Iceland here in Alaska?
Wow, what a fabulous question. That's called delay tactics. I'd say that the Icelandic people took ownership of their lives,
mm-hmm.
took ownership of their debt, and are working to sustain their own economy on their own efforts. In other words, they're not looking for a bailout. They could have had a bailout in a certain sense from the EU, but they didn't want to give up their fishing rights.
Oh, okay.
So they are really Icelandic. They're Icelanders. They're not just Europeans. They're not just EU or anything. So I'd say, yes, absolutely. We have to take ownership of our state. We have to take responsibility for our own expenses. For instance, we gave up income tax.
Mm-hmm.
We relied only on oil, not only, but a significant portion on oil revenues. And we get free money every year, which I think actually is a good thing when we get the dividend, because if you want to invest your dividend in public education, donate it to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to donate it to this, do that. Or if you need it for your own lifestyle, absolutely. I mean, dividend is an important part of our economy. But ownership of our own lives means we earn money, we work hard, we pay for our infrastructure. It's not a free ride, and it's time to look like the Icelanders and become Alaskans.
Well, that's a nice foundation for some detail about this particular trip. You went to Iceland, and what did you do as you toured Iceland this time?
Well, we've never toured Iceland. We've always gone to conferences.
Conferences,
so
okay.
We've always been downtown Reykjavik. So this time we rented an Airbnb. So we had a base of operations. We rented a car. And frankly, it's a small place. They have beautiful roads.
Mm-hmm.
So you hop in your car and you go to Gullfoss, which is waterfalls bigger than Niagara Falls. Or you go to Geyser, which is a geyser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get the name geyser in the English language. It's from the Icelandic. There's a number of them. It's this whole steam area. We went down an empty volcano. So you got across this flat volcanic rock. All of Iceland is volcanic formed.
Mm-hmm.
You go to have a 2-mile hike across this flat volcanic rock, up a bit of a slope. You put on a harness, like a climbing harness. They clip you into a gangplank, and you walk across this gangplank across the top of this volcano. And then they clip you into a window washer cart.
Okay.
Like you see going down the buildings in Anchorage or wherever. They unclip you from the gangplank, and for 6 minutes you ride free, open air, down to the heart of an extinct volcano. And then they unclip you, you climb out, and you walk around inside a room size of 3 basketball courts.
Mm-hmm.
And taller by half again is the Statue of Liberty.
Whoa.
The Statue of Liberty fits in here plus five stories or some
right.
distance.
Right.
And the hole is so tight at the top that they have wheels on the window washer cart, and you rub against it and roll around and have a little pitch and yaw. And then finally you're free and clear over this black hole. When you get down, there's all the colors of lava. I didn't know lava came in
that many
colors. And yeah, rainbow
any
colors.
Color, right.
Absolutely. Including black, but not very much black, actually. And different sculpts, and you could see faces and forms. I tell you, you've never had any experience until you've been into the heart of a volcano. So we did this. But I'm in Rotary. And Rotary is an international group.
Right.
I have a project. I've gone to conferences with my wife, Sarah Barton, who goes for Quintillion. It's a fiber optic project and goes for other reasons. She's an Arctic infrastructure policy person. And I have been going to these conferences, starting with Amati and then Arctic Circle, the first Arctic Circle, which was co-sponsored by the president, President Grimson. And some Alaskans co-sponsored it. So they started Arctic Circle. And I go to these conferences and I see experts from business, technology, academics, scientists, oil industry, environmentalists, native groups, all these experts that come to talk in Reykjavik at Arctic Circle and Amati and different things about the Arctic. But I didn't see people of the Arctic speaking about their home.
Oh.
I'm interested in communication of residents of the Arctic, and Alaska is in the Arctic.
Right.
Most Americans don't realize that the United States is an Arctic nation. Well, really, Alaska's an Arctic state. I don't know about Florida, but so I, as Rotary, can have sponsor fellowship events. And fellowship means Rotarians, speaking with Rotarians. Rotarians are the salt of the earth, the salt of the communities. There's a Rotary Club meeting today at noon.
Right.
And so I wanted to develop a platform in infrastructure for communication of residents of the Arctic and have Rotary help sponsor this platform.
Okay.
So I call it Arctic Rotary Connections, and several of us are working on this project, including Sandra Medeiros of Nome, Alaska. She's a Rotarian. And Elizabeth Shea of Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some of us working together. There's some Rotarians in Iceland, Rotarians in Greenland, and Rotarians from the Lower 48. So we've started Arctic Rotary Connections as a platform. As I tell people, Rotary is not about Rotary. Rotary is about life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the basis, the beginning of conversation of people of the Arctic who live in the Arctic about life in the Arctic. That's why several weeks before I went to Iceland, I sent an email to the president of Iceland,
mm-hmm.
President Ragnar Olafsson Grimson, mm-hmm. Olaf Grimson. And I've met him several times at some of these conferences. He's a very approachable fellow. He's a very serious guy. And he's got good reason to be serious because Iceland has been under
considerable stress.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. So I sent a message asking if I could speak to him about Arctic Rotary Connections and the community of the eight Arctic nations. When I was in the airport on our way to Iceland, I got an email saying, yes, we'd love to meet with you. The president would love to meet with you. And can we do it such and such a day? Well, we had a car. We had a B&B. Absolutely easy to mm-hmm. do. So this time last week, last Thursday, I was on my way. Sarah is my navigator, and my grandson was co-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove to the presidential palace, which is the longest inhabited place in Iceland. They first inhabited Iceland in the 900s AD. a guy named Leif Erikson came over and started a colony.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had a house there continually this whole time. So I went there and was introduced by Ingmar, who brought us into the palace. It's a large house.
Mm-hmm.
It's very European. It's full. We were escorted into a room where we waited for our meeting with the president. And the room had photos, framed photos from the different royalty of Europe.
Oh.
So Princess Anne had a framed thing with her emblem at the top of the photo, and a lot of royalty that, frankly, just don't hit my radar. You know, I try and get around, but you know, the royalty of Europe is,
sure.
You know. So anyway, so there was a desk with ancient paperwork. There was one document from the 1700s under the glass. Very nice room to wait, and then we were escorted into a meeting room. We sat at a table that's probably older than our country.
Mm.
We had a photo op with the president, and we discussed Arctic Rotary connections. And I asked him, I was there for his thinking on what to do. I have a last Arctic Circle, the second Arctic Circle. I had a breakout session for Rotarians
mm-hmm.
and non-Rotarians. And this Arctic session, Arctic Circle, I have another breakout. Sandra Medeiros, Elizabeth Shea will be joining me and others. We'll have another breakout session for Rotarians, but I got to tell you a funny story.
Go ahead.
Okay. So last Arctic Circle in Reykjavik, it's my breakout session time. I get there ahead of time in this room, in the hall in Harpa, giant, fabulous building. So we're setting up, Sandra and I are setting up, and a couple of people drop by. One is a Iceland Coast Guard captain, who's a Rotarian. He wanted to come to my breakout, but he couldn't. He had to do something else. But he wanted to come by and say hello. Brian came by. What's Brian's last name? From University of Alaska Chancellor. Well, Brian stopped by. He's a Rotarian up in Fairbanks. He wanted to say hello. He couldn't stay. A couple of Rotarians came into the breakout session. It was the end of the day, the last day.
Oh.
Terrible time. And so a couple of Rotarians filter in, and I think, well, we get two or three. It's a start. Then, 2 minutes before the breakout session starts, a woman pops her head in. She's one of the secretaries for the conference, Sigurdur. And she says, gosh, I don't know what to do. She said, you've got a whole line of Rotarians outside the Harpa Conference Center who want to come to the meeting.
Oh.
But they are not
registered
for the conference, and there's high security. We had heads of state at the conference. We
sure.
had corporations. We had environmentalists outside protesting. She said, I don't know how to allow them in. They're not allowed in. Well, these are Rotarians, pretty solid folks. So I did a quick check. There's something called the Rotary Four-Way Test. The Rotary Four-Way sure. Test is, are you being straight up? And I thought, do I know President Grimson? Well, I'd introduced my friend's daughter to him, and we had a discussion in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. I've met him a couple of times. So I turned to Sigurdur, and I said, gosh, your president is so great. He's such a good guy. I like him. So I'll just go to your president and ask him what to do. He'll know what to do. Her eyes popped out, and she said, whoa, let me try one more thing. And she disappeared, and 2 minutes later, all the Rotarians are streaming in, and we had a fabulous breakout session.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it was really amazing. We talked about life in our communities. We talked about suicides. We talked about hunger. We talked about how to help hungry people. Traditionally, how to receive and give. It was one of the most substantive groups of people I've ever been around. And if you'll pardon me, it was like I was not even there.
Uh-huh.
So I just, once the conversation took off, I kind of just stayed out of the way.
And watched it flow.
Which brings me to one last little point.
Okay.
And that is, Arctic Rotary Connections is about people in the Arctic. It's not about rotary. It's about people. And it's about community of the Arctic, which mm-hmm. is opening up. In the Mediterranean, they've known each other for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. The Greeks and the Italians and the Turkish, etc. But in the Arctic, we don't know our neighbors. We share common difficulties, weather, mm-hmm. light, food, transportation, energy, you name it. I'm now the community council president in Glacier View, and we are doing some fabulous community building in Glacier View, and I'm very pleased to just let you know a little bit about it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, because this is all about community, community in the Arctic, which starts with community in our own neighborhood. And so we have a Glacier View School Bread and Jam Night, where we get together once a month, make music. We don't have a program. People just set up in different quarters of the gym and make music or don't make music. We have bread and jam. That means we have dessert.
Oh, okay.
We have a flea market this summer that was so popular. We're going to do it again at the next month in September. We have KGVC, the new radio station that's starting up
right.
in a week or two with all of your good work. And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Which is going to give us direct access to rebroadcasting Big Cabbage Radio in Glacier View, but also emergency signal will be there. In case we have emergencies, we'll be able to have emergency radio, which is great. And music, people are going to be starting to produce their own radio programs.
Right.
And I hope to be one of them. We have an emergency program in Glacier View. We're building supplies to feed 30 people, 3 meals a day for 30 days. So that if the road falls down, if a storm hits, if a bridge goes out, and right. people are caught on our side, we have supplies for 30 people for 30 days. And we know how to do it. We have generators, we have lights, we have candles, we have extra toilet paper.
Okay.
So we're building our own ski trail, a fairly level ski trail. And eventually we're going to have a steeper race course and a cocoa house. So we're going to have skiing and fun. We have a fire prevention program for tundra fires. We have equipment around the community that's sponsored by the council. We have a regular newsletter that goes out on email. I send out emails to like 136 people. And we're going to have the fourth one every month be a magazine.
Now, I do know that Glacier View, for those listeners who are not clear about the map aspect of this, begins at mile 89, roughly.
Up to 119.
Up to 119. And in that area, how many people live?
234.
Okay.
234. I don't know how accurate that is.
But it's close.
It's close. We don't have any downtown. People have been to Glacier View and don't even know it. But if you can see the Matanuska Glacier, you're in Glacier View. But we go past Sheep Mountain. So we put together a petition, and we're getting fiber with MTA. So we're going to have fabulous DSL internet. We have Glacier View Gardens. We couldn't have a gardening club. Nobody would come. So we have Glacier View Gardens, and we visit people's gardens during the summer now.
Okay.
We have a 4th of July parade that Arnie and Carol sponsor. We have Arduino classes coming this fall for robotics, electronics. And we have our own EMT station with our own ambulance worked through the borough. We are a happening little community.
It does sound that way. And we're looking forward to being able to broadcast a number of those local programs produced that will describe in greater detail everything that you've just covered in a summary. Well, Joseph, we've gone a long way. We've gone to Iceland. We've gone back in history a little bit. We've gone deep into the earth. We've come back up the mountains of Glacier View and rode along that. We've got a minute or two left here. What would you like to finish up with?
I just say that Glacier View is a growing community. We're interested in people being in Glacier View. We have some great little businesses, Mica Tours. We have the Glacier business to go down the hill to the glacier. We have zip lines. Mm-hmm. We have some nice little cafes to eat, some great B&Bs, and some land for sale. So we're looking for people who are interested in community. And a good little church. We have the Victory Bible Camp. We have a strong community council that's growing. So I'd say that Glacier View is a friendly little community that people have a little bit of land around them. And it's a great place to be.
All right. Well, thank you, Joseph Davis, for coming in today and sharing a view of Glacier View and Iceland.
There you go. And look forward to hearing from us every week.
Okay, we'll do that.